Our High Calling, A Higher Standard, January 15th. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. What fullness is expressed in the words, I am the light of the world. John 8:12. I am the bread of life. John 6:35. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. I am the good shepherd. John 10:14. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. This life is what we must have, and we must have it more abundantly. God will breathe this life into every soul that dies to self and lives to Christ. But entire self-renunciation is required. Unless this takes place, we carry with us the evil that destroys our happiness. But when self is crucified, Christ lives in us, and the power of the Spirit attends our efforts. I wish we could be what God would have us, all light in the Lord. We need to reach a higher standard, but we can never do this until self is laid on the altar. Until we let the Holy Spirit control us, molding and fashioning us according to the divine similitude, we must daily consecrate ourselves to God's service. We must come to God in faith. We need to humble ourselves before God. It is self that we have first to do with. Criticize the heart closely. Search it to see what hinders the free access of God's Spirit. We must receive the Holy Ghost. Then we shall have power to prevail with God. A mere assent to truth is not enough. Daily, we must live the truth. We must shut ourselves in with God, surrendering all to Him. To listen to the great and grand truths of the Word is not enough. We must ask ourselves the question, does Christ dwell in my heart by faith? He alone can show us our necessity and reveal the dignity and glory of the truth. At the altar of self-sacrifice, the appointed place of meeting between God and the soul, we receive from the hand of God the celestial torch which searches the heart, revealing its great need of an abiding Christ.